If you're a little late tuning into the holidays, Cincinnati Shakespeare Company has a quick 90-minute dose of Christmas tomfoolery starting on Thursday. It's the 12th consecutive year for every Christmas story ever told, and then some. It's on stage through December 31st. Here to give us some insights into the show that pokes a ton of irreverent fun at BHCs, that's for Beloved Holiday Classics, are actors Justin McComb and Maggie Lou Rader. Welcome to both of you.
Hi.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having us.
So, although you're both veterans at Cincinnati Shakespeare, you've been acting for them for quite a few years, both of you. You two come at this particular production from opposite ends of the timeline. And Justin, you've been a regular in the show since it was first done 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Maggie, this is your first time to be in it. So I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, sort of what's old and what's new. I mean, Justin, is it the same thing every year?
You know, there are some topical references that get thrown in just because the world has changed a lot in 12 years. It's kind of remarkable to look at this as a checkpoint every year and go, wow, this is different, or this isn't funny now, or this is really, really funny again, or for the first time. So there are some new things we have a little fun with that keep it fresh for our audience that's trying us out for the first time, or those that have been there every year.
And Maggie, you're the newcomer this year. How is that? You're working with three people who've done the show over and over. Billy Chase and Miranda McGee have both been in it for not quite as long as Justin, but, but they've been around long enough. They know what they're doing there.
Yeah.
And they're both pretty quick-witted comics. So I wonder, you know, how is it to be part of this crazy quartet?
At first glance, it's kind of intimidating coming in and knowing that they've all been doing it together and they could do the show together in their sleep. But I get to make my own choices and kind of come in and shake things up. And it's nice that Justin and I are married in life. And I also have gotten to work with Miranda and Billy for a long time. And they're two actors that I love as people, but also love working with.
So Jeremy Dubin directs the production. Did he give you any particular advice about coming into this merry madness here?
Say your lines and don't trip over the furniture, I guess. we've talked a little bit about it. He's such a great person to work with as an actor and a director, too. And he's so wonderful at listening to what choices we get to bring in. And so I have all the faith in the world that he'll let us come in and kind of recreate things that maybe wouldn't work with me as opposed to Sarah. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm totally comfortable saying, hey, what did Sarah do? Cool, I'll do that.
Well, I'm also looking forward to the fact that, well, now we're in a new venue. I mean, Cincinnati Shakespeare has a new theater. So are there going to be some new twists and turns to the production?
Having a thrust stage is very different than a proscenium stage, and swinging doors are a little further back than normal.
Yeah, and my knees are 12 years older than they were when we started, so there's a little bit more real estate to cover when you're bouncing off the walls.
And you do a lot of bouncing off the walls.
Literal bouncing
Lots
off
of bouncing.
The walls. I do take pride in the fact that that can be a literal statement when people come and see it, It is going to be much more immersive, I think, just because we've got aisles, two different VOM entrances, which kind of are entrances that go through the seating area. And then, you know, we've got what we lovingly refer to as a moat that is kind of the aisle between the seats and the stage. Yeah. So,
well, maybe we should give listeners a little bit more sense if they haven't seen the show. So it starts with what appears to be a performance of Christmas Carol. Maggie, you're the champion of doing that.
That's right.
But things seem to go off course pretty quickly. You want to say a little bit about what happens then?
Yeah, my character comes on and just wants to do a very good, very classic version of Christmas Carol, and Justin comes on dressed as the ghost of Jacob Marley, all tangled in his chains, and quickly says, I can't do another Christmas Carol because every theater where we've ever worked does Christmas Carol. And why don't we explore some other beloved holiday classics like The Grinch, Charlie Brown Christmas, Frosty, and Rudolph, except you can't say Rudolph because it's owned by the Montgomery Ward Company, so it's Gustav the Green-Nosed Raincoat.
Right. And I find some good allies in Billy Chase's character and Miranda, who's playing a very festive Santa Claus.
How nicely put. Let's just say with a can of Foster's in her
hand. That's right.
Yeah, so I find some allies in them, and we drag Maggie's character through these. And I think there's just this great journey of how we find connections between A Christmas Carol and a lot of other beloved holiday classics too. And there's this kind of reoccurring theme of redemption and finding the good in all of us in so many of these holiday stories that even though we poke a lot of fun at it, I think the play has a ton of heart to it. You get a very wacky kind of way to see that, but it's still there.
The show also has a feeling of being very spontaneous. But of course, there is a script there. I mean, these three guys, Michael Carlton, James Fitzgerald, and John K. Alvarez wrote the script. And if you see it year after year, there are certainly elements that do that. But you also, as you were saying, Justin, there's new material, sort of timely kinds of things. And I presume the script is written in a way that you're sort of invited to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, I think so much of that comes from our connection with the audience, too, and seeing what they're kind of responding to. You know, this show started at Arnold's Bar and Grill. It was in, you know, it was in the courtyard of a bar. And we would get a lot of vocal responses from folks that you have to say yes to that as an actor. So it kind of walks this magical line between strongly scripted material and improv. There's a great improv show down in Arnold's now, The Naughty List, and then there's Christmas Carol up at Playhouse. And we kind of blur that line a little bit where I think the actors that have always been involved in this show, and Maggie is easily included in that, there's a comfortability with what our comic skills are, as different as they all are, that we can just say, bring it on. You know, we bring an audience member up to play Cindy Lou Who every year. So watch out if you come see the show, you might become part of it.
I should also add, it's not immediately clear, that this show is not for anyone who still believes in Santa Claus. This is not a show to bring the children to see, at least the young children.
Maybe not the young children.
The teenagers will have a good time with it because a great deal of the humor is, let's say, adolescent.
Yes.
Yeah. There is. Justin, you may be the greatest proponent of that.
The character I play has been lovingly referred to in the company as the eternal child for many years. And, you know, I've been fortunate that as we all kind of develop our clowns as professional actors, mine has kind of, I think, developed with this show. And I've been fortunate that there are a lot of opportunities for that particular stock clown in Shakespeare and in a lot of other reduced Shakespeare productions and things that we've done at the company. So yeah, playing an eternal child is something that brings me a lot of joy and it keeps me sharp. And I really cut my comic teeth doing roles like that. And it all started with this play.
Well, it is an entire season's worth of stories, carols, movies, television specials. They're all in there, as the title says, every Christmas story ever told, and then some. It's about 90 minutes. Your final performance, in fact, your two final performances are on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Does that have a particularly festive air to it when you're doing it on New Year's Eve?
It does. One, because I think we're exhausted after the run. You know, we don't run this as long as some other theaters run their holiday shows, but we really pack the shows in at 90 minutes. There's a lot of days where we're doing a couple of these a day. And with just four of us.
Very full houses, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And with just four of us on stage, it's an exhausting show. So there's a euphoria to getting to the end of the run. And we've closed this show in previous years on New Year's. And I think people are really festive then, too. They kind of know that they can come and see the show and be out by 9:30 and still go celebrate however they want for New Year's Eve.
And by the way, you have a nice bar in the lobby, too.
We have a great bar in the lobby now. True. Yeah, that has a lot of space. And it's great for us to go out and meet people in that space afterwards.
Yeah.
We have a really good time getting some FaceTime with our patrons now.
Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and then some, is on stage at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's new Otto M. Buttig Theater in Over the Rhine through New Year's Eve. For more information about the show, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with actors Maggie Rader and Justin McComb about what fun they're having during the holidays this year. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, yeah.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
Hi, this is Van Ackerman from the Cincinnati Arts Association. Happy holidays to you all from all of us at the Aronoff Center and Music Hall.